Hey everybody, and I hope you are enjoying this year's challenge. I'm loving the feedback. It seems that we've hit a chord with making sure that it only takes you 30 minutes to get everything done, which is just fantastic. And the important thing is, just a quick one, is to you've got to really understand that it's important for you guys not to rush ahead. I know you're keen, I know you're enthusiastic, but I'm reminded of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise, particularly when it comes to online marketing and starting a business online, always wins. I know you may find this very hard to believe, but the most important thing you can get out of this challenge is the discipline to stick to the 30 minutes today and make it an action-based 30 minutes where you're doing stuff. And that's why we're making sure the lessons are short, sharp, but to the point, without, you know, all the detail that you need is there. But it's very, very, very important to get into the habit of working on an online business every day, because that is the difference between people who have success and people who don't. I'm often struck by, you know, people who tell me, you know, I spend 12 hours a day working on my online business. And that worries me. It really worries me. Because the reality is nobody, the most hyper organized people in the world, would spend no more than a couple of hours a day on the highly focused activities that bring in the money. This is a crucial distinction and something we'll be going into the off weeks about. So look forward to that. But for now, I just want you to focus on each day. And if you nail each day and it only takes you a few minutes, celebrate. That's brilliant. Because we have a no man left behind policy here at the challenge. And we want to make sure that everybody's included. There's no such thing as a newbie here at the challenge, because it is for beginners and for wise veterans who realize that working on your swing in spring training is the most vital skill and thing you can do. Full stop. And speaking of baseball analogies, in my next audio boo, I want to talk to you guys about the band list. Yes, stay tuned for that. The band list. What are the band niches? How come there are band markets this year? What's going on? Well, all will be revealed in the next audio boo. So keep an eye out for that one.